Over the implementation of the convention, there have been a number of major policy decisions which have changed in a way the way that the convention has been implemented. I'm thinking of things like the cultural landscapes, which you mentioned. What do you think are those kind of key policy decisions that changed how the convention is working?
I think, having been working on the World Heritage Policy Compendium, it's surprising how early some policy changes go back. I think the key ones, or some of the key ones, would be the global strategy, which hasn't really worked as well as it should, but got the idea of representativity of the list and better geographical distribution into the main policy stream in a way that it wasn't before. Obviously, cultural landscapes has had a big change and has had an effect on associative values as well. The one I wait to see whether it creates a big change is the sustainable development perspective. Because if that catches on, it's going to have a very large change on how we manage sites, because it's much more relativistic. It's much more about how heritage and society should live together and how heritage should be part of society. But certainly global strategy, cultural landscapes, sustainable development perspective, which is very wide-ranging, are all ones I would regard as things which have changed or have the potential to change it.